Now, today most of the world celebrate Christmas. And I was looking some statistics, some data, that how many countries they celebrate. It looks like almost more than 200 countries, right, they celebrate Christmas. So one or another way, people celebrate Christmas today. And Christmas is a time actually in the world, they call it festive season or festival or time of rest, time of holidays, and for some it is time of Santa Claus. But one or another way, whole world actually involved in the celebration of Christmas. So tonight I'm going to actually address one question. Why should we celebrate Christmas? And it's a very important question, because if we celebrate Christmas just as a festival or following other people in the celebration, or maybe the world, the way world celebrate it, and we just join with the world, I think we really missed the main reason. And that's something we should ponder and find out why we should celebrate Christmas. So I'm going to share three reasons why should we celebrate Christmas. First reason we should celebrate Christmas, because it is the time of fulfillment of God's promise. And not just one promise. David, when he read from Isaiah, that was one promise in the Old Testament. But if you read the Bible from Genesis, we see almost 5,500 years back, God promised that one day he would come. Then, almost from this time, say around 4,013 years back, right? God promised to Abraham that in you, all the families on earth will be blessed. So throughout the Old Testament, we see these promises. Isaiah, which David read, Isaiah prophesies about the birth of Christ. And that was almost 1,000 years before Christ born. Another prophecy in Micah. Micah was a prophet in Israel. And he prophesies about even the birthplace of Jesus Christ. In Micah chapter 5, and it was almost 700 before Christ was born. But you, Bethlehem Ephrathah, though you are small among the clans of Judah, out of you will come for me one who will be ruler over Israel, whose origins are from of old, from ancient times. So continually, God was actually giving these promises in the past. And why did God give these promises? So when God created heavens and earth, and God created everything on earth, including us. But our first parents, they sinned against God. So they, both of them were created in the image and the likeness of God. So when they committed sin, they lost that glory. They lost that position. They lost that relationship. They lost the peace which God gave them. So everything one way was lost. Even the whole world come under the curse, groaning, and then sin increase. But we know God never failed. And God promised that I will come and save you. Because that day what happened when our first parent committed sin, right, they went into the slavery. Slavery of sin, slavery of devil, and also death. And this is the reality, like, even we live on this earth maybe 100 years, 120 years, but one day we would die. Bible teaches there is another death also, that's called eternal death. And that's why when we celebrate Christmas, we should remember that God has fulfilled his promises. And there are many promises still yet to be fulfilled. So if God fulfilled what he promised and Jesus came, right? It is the incarnation of God, because Jesus is God. So God is going to fulfill all the promises. Even though today whole world is celebrating Christmas, but we know that whole world is in turmoil. There are wars going on, hostility, killing, right? And so many families, so many children, right today, they may not have any opportunity to celebrate Christmas. But even when we celebrate Christmas, we should remember that God has promised that he would come, and he came. Second reason, why should we celebrate Christmas? Christmas is the time to remember incarnation of God. Now in Hinduism, it's also they believe in incarnation. But it's not actually true incarnation, because they believe in different, like God and Goddess. But in Bible, what we learn, God who created the whole universe, and there is only one God, right? Man made many gods, right? And worship, because everyone looking for the peace. Whenever first parents sin against God, they lost that peace and relationship. So from that time, actually, men started finding the way. So they brought the religion, they brought many other things, philosophy in the world. And they're trying that somewhat way, or in any philosophy or religion, I can find salvation. In Hinduism, it calls moksha, right? We all need salvation. Salvation does not mean that someone from other background became Christian. Salvation means that God actually saves you. And that's why the name of Jesus' meaning is God who saves us. And when Jesus was born, his parents was received name from heaven, that you should call him Jesus, God who saves us. It is like mud, that we are all in the mud of sin, right? No one can rescue us. So God saw us, whole mankind, human being, in the mud of sin. And going deep and deep, deep and deep, they tried everything, but they could not come out. And ultimately God reached out. So we should celebrate Christmas because God came. I'm going to read verse from Luke chapter 2 and verse 11. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. Luke is basically giving us three identity of this child. Number one, a Savior. Now, English Bible use the word a Savior, means there is no other Savior. We can try, sometimes guru, some people, some kind of rituals, but no one can really save us. There is only one Savior. And Bible actually tells us about that Savior. Now, Christianity is not a religion. But Christianity is a faith and the relationship for everyone, right? For everyone. John 3:16, there is a book in the New Testament. It's John in chapter 3, verse 16 said, for God so loved the world. Means he loves everyone. That he gave his begotten son. Whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. So God came down, and it was an incarnation, so we should celebrate, because God from heaven visited the earth. The day of Christmas, basically, God himself came down. The Creator came to the creation. And that's very important. So that's why we should remember and celebrate that God came down for me, for everyone in this world. And God doesn't have to come down. But because of his love, he could let us go on our way that we would die and perish. But God doesn't want us to perish. Bible teaches us that God's desire is that everyone would be saved. And he came. Third reason is Christmas is the time of peace and joy. Now we know in this world, right now there is no peace. People are trying to find peace in many things. Sometimes in alcohol, sometimes in some good food, traveling, many, many things. I'm not saying that traveling or food or these are things bad. But what I'm saying, people are looking in this thing, peace and joy. And during Christmas, many families, many people, they have temporary happiness. It's not a joy. Because they meet with the family, and it's good to meet with family. They enjoy nice food, have some wine or whatever. From where I and Jyoti came, in Eastern world, India, right? We celebrate Christmas there like Hindu festival, like Diwali, right? I'm not saying it's wrong, but we cook so much food during Christmas time. And it's good, we enjoy, right? And particularly we call laddu, right? Most of the Christian family, they cook laddu. It's nice, sweet, right? We enjoy that. But I must say, actually, each year Christmas come, I enjoy. And after 2-3 days, it's gone. The whole year is without joy and peace. But when I found Christ in 1987, I must say that each Christmas, I enjoy that joy and peace. And not only that during Christmas time, but throughout whole year. And from that time onward, from 1987 till today, I'm enjoying that joy and peace. Because what in Luke chapter 2 and verse 14, it says, glory to God in the highest and on earth, peace among those with whom he is pleased. Glory to God in the highest and on earth, peace among those with whom he is pleased. So Christmas is the time of peace. Right, even though when Christ was born, I don't know how much population that time, maybe say 20 million, 30 million, 50 million, whatever, but only few people all over the earth, they actually found peace and joy because they went and worshiped Christ and they were rejoicing. And not only earth actually were rejoicing, but listen, in Luke chapter 12 and verse 13, and suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God. The whole heaven, they were rejoicing. Why? Because they knew that what God promised in the past, now God has fulfilled it. Why they were joyful? Because they saw the Savior of the world. Why they were rejoicing, right, together in heaven? Because whole mankind without peace, restless, there was no rest. But now in Jesus Christ, they would have rest. And this Christmas, we can find a rest. we cannot find rest in anything else. If we go somewhere or have friends or beautiful, like something really tasty food or whatever, we should enjoy that. I'm not denying that part. But more than anything, we need Christ. And if you have a Christ, because what David read from Isaiah, it says he is the Prince of Peace. Right? Until we have a Christ, there is no peace. And my prayer and to God is for all of us, even in the world also, that people would find peace in Lord Jesus Christ. And if you don't have still that peace, our prayer is that tonight you would find that peace in Jesus Christ. And if you have any question, Michael Jensen is here, I am here, Jyoti is here, and other people, Jim Grant, right? Feel free to ask us. But don't go from here without that peace. Because this is an opportunity which God has given to us, that we have peace this Christmas, 2024. Even though the whole world is in turmoil, but you can have that peace. And you can rejoice. You can have that joy of Christmas. God bless you.